Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog.
And I'm Dr. David Niesel. A lot of attention is given to breast cancer in the U.S., but did you know it is a leading worldwide cause of death among women?
Every year, more than 450,000 women die from breast cancer. Fortunately, we have an arsenal of treatment options against this disease, and a new one may just have been developed.
A group of Canadian researchers doing very basic studies on breast cancer cells found a way to determine whether a patient's breast cancer is likely to be aggressive. The benefit is, if doctors know the cancer will have a bad outcome, then aggressive treatment could start immediately.
What the researchers did was look at proteins inside the tumor cells and how they interact with one another. Cell proteins are constantly interacting and they transmit signals within and out to other cells in order to regulate cell processes and growth.
What they found is that this biochemical signaling among cancer cell proteins can be different in each woman. And remarkably, the researchers could associate the type of signaling with the outcome of the disease.
They looked at more than 30,000 protein interactions involving about 8,000 proteins. Just the scope of this study is incredible. Imagine tracking 30,000 phone calls from 8,000 people and making predictions about the callers.
What they found was about 250 proteins had networking interactions predictive of long-term patient survival. So clinically, this means a diagnostic test can be developed to indicate whether a patient exhibits protein signaling associated with a bad outcome.
If so, a physician can immediately start aggressive therapy to treat the cancer. Here's another example of basic research which on the surface appears esoteric, but delivers a powerful new approach to diagnosing disease.
We are Drs. David Niesel and Norbert Herzog at the University of Texas Medical Branch in Galveston, where biomedical discoveries are shaping the future of medicine. For much more on this and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com.